What to do if you test positive. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There are two logos at the top of the page. On the left, Te Whatu Ora, Health New Zealand. And on the right, Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa, New Zealand Government. What to do if you test positive. Report your test result. If you have taken a rapid antigen test, RAT, report your positive result online or by calling the helpline. Online. To report your RAT result, go here. Click on the link, My Health Record. The information on the link above may not be available in alternate formats. Or call 0800 222 478. Te Whatu Ora, Health New Zealand, will then send you a text message from the official 2328 or 2648 numbers to confirm your positive result. The text has information about recommended isolation and other useful advice, including information about antivirals. If you had a PCR test, you will get a text message with your result. If your employer asks to see proof that you are isolating, you can use this text message. You do not need a medical certificate from a doctor. Start your recommended 5-day isolation period. If you test positive for COVID-19, it is recommended you isolate for at least 5 days, even if you only have mild symptoms starting at day zero. This includes if you have had COVID-19 before. Day zero is the day your symptoms started or when you tested positive, whichever came first. Isolation means not leaving your house and not going to work or school. It also means staying away from others in your household as much as possible. Your household contacts do not need to isolate. If you do need to leave your home during your 5-day recommended isolation period, it is very important you take precautions to prevent spreading COVID-19 to others. You should wear a mask whenever you leave the house. You should not 1. Visit a healthcare facility, except to access medical care. 2. Visit an aged residential care facility. And 3. Have contact with anyone at risk of getting seriously unwell with COVID-19. You should discuss your return to work with your employer or your child's return to school with their school principal. Your employer or your school may require additional precautions. Ventilation. Open windows to increase fresh air flow inside. The risk of spreading COVID-19 is highest in crowded and poorly ventilated indoor spaces. Click on the link, Ventilation. Exercise. You can exercise outside your home while isolating. You can exercise in your neighbourhood, but should not use any shared facility, such as a swimming pool or gym. You should not exercise with other people unless they are part of your household. Remember to 1. Keep your distance from others. 2. Stick to gentle, familiar exercise. Do not do anything risky where you may need rescuing. And 3. Carry a face mask. You do not need to wear a face mask, but you may feel more comfortable doing so. Isolating with tamariki, children. There are some simple ways to help reduce risk of COVID-19 spreading when isolating with your tamariki. If you have COVID-19, but your children do not, or vice versa, you should 1. Reduce your contact with them where you can. 2. Sleep in a separate room from your child if possible. 3. Avoid contact with other people in your home where possible. 4. Wear face masks when in the same room as others. And 5. Open windows for ventilation. We understand some of these may not be possible, particularly with young children. Face masks and ventilation are particularly important to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Household contacts. If you or a household member test positive for COVID-19, other people living with you are also at higher risk of becoming infected. You are considered to be a household contact if you live with or have spent at least one night or day, more than 8 hours, with someone who has COVID-19. If someone you live with tests positive for COVID-19, you do not need to isolate. You should minimise contact with the person who has COVID-19 during their isolation period as much as possible. If you are a household contact and you develop one or more COVID-19 symptoms, you are recommended to stay at home and test with a RAT. If you test negative but your symptoms persist, continue to stay at home and repeat the test with a RAT in 24 and 48 hours. If at any point you test positive for COVID-19, it is recommended that you isolate for at least 5 days and follow relevant guidance. Wear a face mask. If you need to go out during your recommended isolation period, it is recommended you wear a face mask. We also recommend you wear a face mask when you are in close contact with others, including in your own household. Face masks are recommended to help reduce the risk of infecting others. Wearing a face mask is important when 1. Visiting vulnerable people, such as older people, those in hospices, and those who are immunocompromised. 2. Using public transport. And 3. In a crowded indoor space. Some healthcare facilities may ask visitors to wear a face mask. This is to protect those at higher risk, for example, patients receiving care in an intensive care unit or emergency department of a hospital. To protect those at higher risk, respect and follow the healthcare facility's policies. Face masks can be purchased from retail stores such as pharmacies and supermarkets. Monitor for symptoms for 10 days. Monitor for symptoms for 10 days from when the first person in your house tests positive. If you do not develop symptoms within 10 days of the first COVID-19 positive household member leaving recommended isolation, you are no longer considered a household contact. Finish your recommended isolation period. After completing your 5 days of recommended isolation, if your symptoms have resolved and you feel well, you can return to your normal activities. You do not need a negative RAT result to return to work or school, but you should discuss your return to work with your employer or school principal. Your employer or school may require additional precautions. Some people can still be infectious after 5 days. If you are still unwell after you have completed 5 days of recommended isolation, we recommend you stay home until you are recovered. If you do need to leave the house, we recommend you wear a mask and do not 1. Visit a healthcare facility other than to seek medical attention. 2. Visit an aged residential care facility. And 3. Have contact with anyone at risk of getting seriously unwell with COVID-19. If you need support, 1. The COVID-19 Disability Helpline can provide help or information about vaccines, face mask exemptions, testing, managing COVID-19, and any other health concerns you may have. Call 0800 1112 13 for free. If you are unable to call, you can text 8988. And 2. You can also call Healthline for free advice on 0800 611 116.